Welcome back to Up to the Miners. I'm your host, Connor Ramson, and with me, as always, he's the Tiger Woods to my Rory McIlroy. It is TJ Rust, everybody.
What is this, Masters
Masters reference? Weekend, baby. Masters
Gee, weekend. I didn't know you like golf.
Listen, I don't... The golf's okay. I don't mind golf. But
I can't stand it.
It's the reason for the season. You know what I'm saying?
But are you betting, or like, what's the appeal? Like, are you just watching it, or do you just watch the golf?
I'm not going to watch. I don't watch the golf, really. I'll check it out Sunday, see who's winning, you know? The thing with golf is it's 4 days, and, like, you know, I'm the kind of guy who, like, I'll tune in at the end on Sunday if it's close.
Right, okay. I'll check it
on my phone, and, you know.
It's definitely a marathon.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, if you love golf, there's a lot of golf.
Well,
if you don't love golf, you can only watch a little bit of golf.
Yeah, I got a guy.
Get the whole thing.
I got a guy who I know who, like, when he's working, he'll just watch golf.
But yeah,
I'll walk in and he'll just be watching golf, like, during the day, and, like, it's all, you know, because it's not like hockey where you got to constantly watch.
No, not even.
Lot of in betweens where a lot of yipping goes on, and then a shot goes off once in a while.
Yeah, and sometimes the guy they're focusing on, like, you don't care about what his shot's going to be.
That's
also
fair. Yeah.
But I don't know. It's cool. Have you watched the Netflix golf show?
No. Is there a Netflix golf show?
Yes. Like the F1
Listen,
one.
I've really been into Ted Lasso lately, so I can't.
That's fair.
I can't really. And Seinfeld.
Yeah, well, that's permanent for you.
Yeah, it's on repeat. No, I did not know they did. Because there was talk after the F1 show that they were going to do – there were other sports.
Yes.
Other things like that we're going to try to
jump.
They
did tennis.
Oh, they did a tennis.
I watched one episode. I got very bored, and I stopped watching it.
Who did they follow? The men?
Followed men and women? What's the Australian guy? He's kind of insane. I'm trying to remember his name, but I'm really blanking on it right now.
Australian guy. That's kind of insane.
Kyrgios.
Yeah. Okay, sure. He goes nuts once in a while. Yeah.
So they followed that guy around for a bit. I don't know. It wasn't the same.
It's not as appealing.
And then I watched the golf one. It was actually pretty good. I watched the whole thing. It was pretty good.
Okay.
It was cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think the cool thing about F1 was you got, like, the drama.
Yes.
But then it's cars going, and we're, you know, animals.
Yeah.
It's cars going 200, 300 kilometers an hour.
Yeah, no one crashes and dies in the golf thing. But
no, or the tennis thing.
But if you put the whole, like, weekend together into, like, 5 minutes, you can get some pretty cool golf out of it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, you and I don't want to sit through 12 hours of golf to watch this rookie build this massive lead in this huge tournament and then piss it away in the last, like, 9 holes.
Right.
But watching that in 5 minutes is pretty,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So the Premier League, apparently they were doing this, and then they canceled it. They said they didn't want to finish it, which is interesting. I was going to say, should the NHL do this?
Well, the Amazon thing that was with the Leafs?
The All or Nothing.
All or Nothing, that's it.
Which I did not watch. Still have never seen.
I watched 10 minutes of the first episode.
I watched all the soccer ones, too.
Well, but the problem with the Leafs one was you were like, we lose.
Yeah, I have a very unhealthy relationship with the COVID-era Toronto Maple Leafs, and I had no interest in reliving that experience.
No, but that's also true. Because it came out, like the next season.
Right after, yeah.
Because, then things started to open up again, and you're like, oh, great. It doesn't feel like it's a shutdown. Like, you're watching this, and then you're like, oh, my God, it's a time capsule, because there's nobody in the stands.
Yeah.
And everybody's like masked up and they're like talking about, oh, we got to get tested. And you're like,
yeah, it's kind of like, it is a weird time.
When COVID first hit, it was hard to consume anything that was pre-COVID.
Yes.
But now it's hard to consume anything that is COVID.
During COVID. You're 100% right.
Because you're just like, oh, man, that was so odd.
Yeah. That's among Leaf teams, that's probably like my least favorite Leaf team.
It's a good point.
So like, I don't know. I didn't really feel like reliving that. Like, I know they lost in the first round last year, and I know they lost in the first round against Boston and whatever. But like, I liked all those teams. Like, I liked last year's Leafs, and I liked the Boston Leafs, and I really liked the Capitals Leafs. But I didn't like the COVID Leafs.
You were just butthurt. Yeah.
But so, you, like, I don't want to watch it again.
No. And the problem was, like, it was so depressing when they lost, because you're like, oh, well, I can't go anywhere.
Yeah, that's so true.
I kind of just have to sit here in it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was bad.
You're right. At least last year you could, like, go out and...
Plus, like, last year I wasn't, like, embarrassed by them. No, I was like, yeah, whatever. No. They lost to Tampa. Tampa's going to make the finals, and, you know, it is what it is. And they played good, and, well, I don't care.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of crowds, you were in one.
I'm part of a crowd. I follow the crowd. We finally, like, I've gone to games, and you've gone to a few games.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But I've never gone to a game with the, you know, the old, what do you call it?
Careful.
What? See, I knew I was going to get in trouble. Not old. She's not old. She's very young. The gal, you know?
Yeah, there you go. Landed the plane.
Landed the plane.
A little shaky, but
on the Hudson River. I sullied that one. Well, I love how when that movie came out, like, all the pilots were like, he could have made it to an airport. It's like, he landed on a river. Like, can we just give him some credit?
Who was the stand-up comedian who was like, when that guy landed the plane, did everyone in the plane poo? You know, people clap for this.
Yeah.
This isn't the airport.
Wait a second. No, because everybody's like, oh, he could have made it. And I'm like, I don't know, man. Can we just give him this one?
Listen, we're not here to debate the merits of an alleged American hero.
What's the Denzel Washington movie where he's a drunk pilot?
Oh. Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
And like, they,
I'll Google it.
Yeah, okay. But like, I remember they were like, oh, like, Denzel was a booze bag and...
he was a booze bag.
Yeah, he was an alcoholic, and every time he flew, he was drunk, and then he was put in front of, like, a court. And because didn't Sully have to go to trial, or am I thinking the wrong thing?
Maybe he did, yeah. But I don't think that he was – that movie's called Flight.
Flight.
And it was about the crash of Alaska Airlines 261, which landed in the Pacific Ocean.
Okay, so we got some parallels here. Thank God.
Yeah. I actually have not seen this movie.
No, but isn't it say he's drunk? He's a booze bag.
Yes,
he's an alcoholic. Yeah,
it's addiction problem. Oh, alcoholic. There you go. Yeah.
Hey, all right. God, I got this. But same thing. Everybody's like, oh man, like, you know, he landed on water, but everybody survived, didn't they?
You also landed that plane weirdly well. I gotta give it to you. I had no idea where you were going with this.
Thank you. Anyway, big crowd.
You went to a Leaf game.
Yeah.
The, I feel like I should that weren't saying. I don't think you ever got there. Actually,
no. I fumbled over myself 3-4 times there. The Detroit game was. I mean, it was a shit show because it, like, Bunting got kicked out.
He did, yeah.
We weren't there in time to see Murray get hurt, but I saw that on the TV, and I mean, shit luck for Murray.
It's just so unlucky. Like, you can't even be like, ah, oh, he's injury prone. It's like, nah, that's just a fluke that would have happened to anybody. Well,
what was it? He's been on LTIR like 3 times already.
Yeah,
it's one season into his contract. What's going on?
But I mean, that was just a fluke.
No,
the other one's fair enough. But like that one, he literally just.
But isn't that just like shit?
If that was Samsonov in that, he's also injured.
Yeah. Well, he's Russian. He's got a thick skull. He can.
Yeah. You never know. But anyway.
So you know,
not the best game.
Went to the game. Not the best game, but just a blast.
Good seats.
Never been so close in my life. Waitress, cup holders.
Yes, they do have all that.
You know, if somebody blow dried my pubes in the bathroom, that's like it was exclusive.
Yeah, I don't think that guy works there, but
no. He was just that's so funny.
Yeah. So Matt Murray's out. Ilya Samsonov did not play on Tuesday. He's not injured. He just played 2 games in a row, basically.
Well, it wasn't. Yeah,
because he played the full Saturday game, which got a shutout. I want to point that out.
No. And I don't, because what he said, it, he's like, I wasn't ready to go in today. But I guess if you're the goalie off of a back, like the first game of a back to back, you'd be like, I mean, an injury could happen, but you're kind of just ready to chill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like even if they start scoring a bunch of goals, you're not going in. The only way you're going in is if he gets hurt, right? Because if they run up the score, Keith's going to be like, well, I mean, he played yesterday, so too bad, Marie. You're getting shelled tonight, right?
Yeah. So you're just going to have to take it.
Yeah, and I thought it was kind of interesting. People saw him like flexing his arm a little and stuff.
Yeah.
Well. And thought maybe he was injured. And he said what actually happened is on days where he doesn't expect to play, he does like a big time workout. And so he had played the night before and then did a big workout and then had to play the game. So he was like, I'm not injured. I'm just like, I'm sore. and I was like, fair enough, dude.
And still made one of the best saves I've seen live.
Oh, that's right. He did.
Yeah. And that was when we were on our side, like, because we were fantastic. Little to the, and just stretched across. And,
yeah,
and
that was a terrific save.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, that might be the save of the year for Leafs goalies.
So far. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
that was something else. So yeah, that must have been pretty cool.
No. But I don't know about you, but like when you're in like the lower area of like the upper fans are lunatics.
Yes.
Like absolutely. The 300, like 100% insane. True. They get there before the game starts. Let's just
call it what it is. The real fans.
Yes. Like when the Leafs made it 4-2, like not everybody stood up down there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's not the same.
I was like, oh, weird. Like I jumped up like a lunatic. I started,
it's not kissing
people and hugging babies.
Dude, the upper deck, it's a standing ovation every time the Leafs score.
Yes.
Also, the go leaves go chants are much more muted on the lower deck. The upper deck, there's some ding dong starting one.
I had the loudest voice down there.
Like, oh, did you really?
No, no, I was fucking going at it because I was like, this is normal.
Yeah.
Plus, you're
yeah, they're probably looking at you. They're like, how did this guy find his way down from the 300s?
I'm like Frank the Tank, like old school.
Nah, that's cool though that you got to go. So
very exciting. Consistently exciting. We'll keep bringing it up once in a while, but it was very exciting, and I'm never going to go back to the nosebleeds.
We'll talk about some of the fallout from the game. Joseph Woll got in there versus Columbus because of Matt Murray being injured and Ilya Samsonov being probably exhausted.
I honestly don't think he should play tomorrow.
Samsonov.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he will. He's going to.
I know, but I don't think he should.
Yeah. I am interested to see how that game tomorrow turns out and how it goes. The Leafs have been resting people. I mean, you didn't get to see Mitch Marner.
I did not. So true.
Which is a shame.
It's a shame, but I mean, you know, I've been to games where Matthews has been injured, and you're like, ah, it's a bummer. Like there's definitely like the fact that he was just sitting to chill. I was like, all right, it's fine. Like I've seen Marner a few times, so I can get over it.
That's fair. Yeah.
But you're right. Like you would hope for, like, I would have loved to have seen O'Reilly play.
That's right. And like, you only just missed it.
And I just missed it.
So let's talk about it. Because he's playing tomorrow.
And so it's confirmed.
Yes, it is. And the lines are incredibly weird.
Oh, do you have? Do I have them?
Of course I have
them. Ramsden.
Of course I have them. And they're super weird.
They're juicy.
Bunting, Matthews, Yarncroc.
Oh, okay. I don't like that.
Nylander, Tavares, Marner.
That's really, I mean, okay.
Kerfoot, O'Reilly, Achari, Aston Reese, Camp, Lafferty.
Wow.
So they're really spreading them out.
That is like, if they, I get, so in my head, that makes like line two, line one. Right? Like they're like,
I just read the Matthews line first.
No, I get that. But in my head, that's what it would be. Like,
you would
go, okay, this is the line we roll out when we're trying to like really get something done.
Yeah.
I guess the Matthews, Yarncroke, and Bunting line, you're like, we'll see.
Yeah.
Cause that's, I mean, I don't know, man. Bunting should be like third, fourth at this point.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what's going on with these lines, but I don't know. I think the season is done in terms of like mattering for the Leafs.
Well, I'm pretty sure we're going to get home ice advantage.
Yes. And the playoffs is locked up. We're definitely playing Tampa
first round.
And home ice advantage is almost guaranteed.
Yes, exactly. So
at this point, they're just kind of going to do whatever.
They're just trying shit. But, I mean,
home ice is guaranteed if we win, like, one more game.
I know, because I was looking at the standings, too. I'm like, they're pretty full. Like,
yeah.
Everybody kept talking about, like, oh, we got to lock it down for home ice, but they would have to win every game.
And we'd have to lose.
And we'd have to lose every game. And honestly, that's tough for both to do.
Yes, exactly.
Like, so I don't know, man. It's, I guess you're right. Try shit. But I also would like in the last 3 to 4 games, I would like them to have lines that they're going to roll into the playoffs.
You're going to be disappointed.
I know.
They have to get Ryan O'Reilly back into the lineup, which means they're going to try all this stuff that they would have just spent the last month trying if Ryan O'Reilly had been healthy.
I know.
On top of that, there's another surprise coming. Do you know what that surprise is? Bro, it's the semifinals of the Frozen Four. And the Minnesota Golden Gophers are playing Boston University. And the final is on Saturday. And if Minnesota loses either of those two games, Matthew Nyes will probably become a Toronto Maple Leaf.
And you think he'll jump in and play?
I think they're going to test it out. I don't know how much. I don't know how big of a thing it's going to be. I'm just saying, I think he's going to get in the lineup and they're going to see what they've got.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's been talked about a lot, and obviously he was going to come play eventually, but I don't know, man. Like, he's not going to, like, is he going to slot in the first line? Is he taking Bunting's spot?
No.
Like, what are you doing?
I also think, I'm not going to lie, I think it's Yarncroft's spot.
No, I meant, like, no, but in the lineup you presented.
The current one, yeah.
The current one.
I don't think so.
No, I think Yarncroke should be with Matthews the whole
time. I think it's going to be, Yarncroke, Matthews, Nylander or Marner, Ryan O'Reilly, Tavares, Nylander or Marner, Bunting, Kerfoot, Achari, Aston Reese, Camp, Lafferty.
Yeah.
Maybe Matthew Nyes somewhere in there. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, we have the cap space to do it, obviously. So he's going to play in the playoffs. Unless he completely shits the bed. Like, is he going to have like 3-4 games?
Yep. And I think they're just going to see how it goes and decide if they want him in the playoff lineup or if they want him as an injury option for the playoffs.
Because if
he's not that good, like, you can still bring him around. And if like one or two guys get hurt, he's good enough to get in there, right?
Yeah. You don't think that like they would like put Abruzzese or McCann or even Zahornik, who scored a fuck?
I don't know, but it we'll see. Do you want to talk about Zahornik?
No, he scored a goal.
You like him because he's the same height as you?
No, I'm taller. I went to the doctor recently. I'm taller.
Okay.
They measured me officially. I got a doctor height and I'm much taller. No, I'm kidding. I'm not. No, I just, he's got a sweet pie face.
A pie face?
He has a pie face. It's very circular.
Oh, a little like Sam Lafferty.
Well, he's got a pie head because he's bald as fuck.
It's perfectly round, though.
He looks like Johnny Sins. That's what he looks like.
I feel like you think every bald white dude looks like John Schnitz. Yes. But yes. That's fair enough.
Yes. Exactly.
It's your standard bald white guy.
Well, there's bald and then there's like fucking
bald, bald. Like, yeah, 100%. Like, yeah. And he has, and he has that, as we saw the other night when his
bucket came off.
Which, like, I just want to talk about that moment for a second. Did you see that on the TV broadcast?
When it popped off,
like perfectly went directly under his chin strap and popped off the chin strap, and then pulled his helmet off. That literally, that guy could not have done that if he tried.
Oh, okay.
That was such an incredible. I thought that was such like an incredible one in a million high stick. I'm not even sure it touched his face. I think he literally just got helmet and pulled his helmet right off his head with his stick. It was unbelievable. And also, then this will lead me into the next thing I wanted to talk about, which is not bald Sam Lafferty. Did you notice what happened when Michael Bunting came into that scrum and got face washed by Boone Jenner?
Yes. Well, he got pulled on by the refs.
No. But this is the Columbus game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What he did, it's actually what he didn't do. He was silent.
Oh, yes.
Possibly for the first time in his entire life.
Well, he's been a complete lunatic.
He has. So I think we should talk about this because, like, it's kind of the story of the week here in the city. It's what's hot in the streets.
Oh, boy.
It's people talking about Michael Bunting and his shenanigans.
I mean, so in the game we went to, he got kicked. He got a 10-minute misconduct.
That's right. He did for kicking a stick away repeatedly.
Yes. And he got a diving call.
Yes. For getting cross-checked.
Well, yes. Which we were like, right. Like, we were pretty close to that. And
you were great seats, of course.
Great seats, obviously. A lot of money. Huge penis. no, it was just so odd because you're like, he just got hit, and then he kind of fell down.
Yeah, that was a weird one. But I think that one was more payback for all the Michael Bunting shit that he's been doing for 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, the one game I remember was when he got cut and he was bleeding. And, like, he was, like, showing the refs and could see him clearly losing his mind.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, like, I get you're pissed. And you've seen that with a couple players. Like Carlson threw his helmet once.
Yeah.
I can't think of any other examples, but there are others.
There are.
No, but there's like, they're going to 100%. Like, some of them are just going to freak out on the ref because you can't help it.
Yeah. I did think it was very funny when Sheldon Keefe was like telling him, like, you got to calm down, stop yelling at the refs. Cause I was like, dude, you need to calm down and stop yelling at the refs. You turn like bright red, like every single game.
Oh, dude, you can see him like, again, we went to the game. You could see him from the bench losing his mind at one of the refs when Bunting got called.
It does not help. I just want to say, I know people are very mad about a lot of this stuff. Kicking the stick away is a 10-minute misconduct. It literally always has been for the entire history of mankind.
Well, so because you're the ref, so you know if that is in fact. Because look, is it not nice? Yes.
Yeah.
Is it a penalty? I don't know.
But sometimes,
it could be. Yeah. It seems like it could be. Can you do that during play?
So if you do it, so if a guy's going to pick a stick up, I know exactly the call. If a guy's going to pick a stick up and you knock it away from him during the game, it's a 2-minute penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct.
Love it, love it, love it.
If you are after a play or whatever, and you're doing that to someone, and it can be considered inciting or like taunting, it's a 10-minute misconduct for like basically trying to bait a fight.
Okay, so it's a way to prevent fights.
Yeah, more or less. And a 10-minute misconduct, your team's not shorthanded. He just has that guy just.
No, sits. No, no.
It's basically like, okay, you're being a dick and you're going to cause me problems. Go sit down so no one has to deal with them.
That's a really good point because I thought he was kicked out of the game.
Right. He was just in the box.
But no, but then when the game came back, like when the third period started, I look down and he's sitting in the box.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just thought it was so funny. I was like, wait, I thought he was gone. Like, I literally was looking down. I'm like, why is Bunting in the box?
Yeah.
But then 10 minutes went by because I looked up at the clock.
Yeah.
And I think it was like at 51 seconds, he got the 10-minute misconduct.
Yeah.
And then at 10:50 or 10:49,
whenever the whistle was, yeah,
he was standing up. Yeah. Like, let me out.
Waiting for the whistle. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, he looks like a dog trying to get out of his cage. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah. So, yeah, he just got a 10, which, like, honestly, Michael Bunting.
So it's always a penalty. Like, it, sorry.
It is a, it, yeah. So it's supposed to always be a penalty. It's supposed if to always you do be it during pen, if you do it during play, it's a penalty every single time. If you do it after the whistle, it's kind of up to the ref, like, to judge what you're doing, more or less.
Right.
If you, and like, why you're doing it.
Yeah.
And like, if why you're doing it is just to be a dick, then they're probably going to give you a 10-minute misconduct. Because the other part of it too is like, if someone does something like that, you almost don't want to punish the team if you can just make him sit.
Like, you're really trying to be like, look,
yeah,
you're at fault here.
Yeah.
What I, yeah.
Well, okay, what you're trying to do is be like, you're being a problem. And if you stay out here, it's going to create more problems. So what I'm going to do is you're going to sit there for a long time, but your team isn't going to suffer other than the fact that you're not here, which only matters if you're good, I guess. But
right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
But I don't know. Look, like, I'm not even saying that's the right call necessarily. I'm just saying, like, I'm pretty sure pretty much everyone would probably call that.
Yeah, no, no.
Now, it's, the unsportsmanlike one, the diving, I feel like he got done a little bit dirty on that one.
A little bit.
I feel like that's a reputation thing more than anything else.
That's fair. But I'm glad you're there to bring that perspective, because I didn't know that just kicking. Look, it makes sense that if you have the stick down on the ground and you'd like.
Yeah, throw it away.
And somebody kicks it all away. It's like, yeah. Although I had like. I've seen it with goalie sticks. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Is that different?
Yeah. No, it's not. And so, like, if you can sell it as accidental enough, like, if you can be like, oh, it's tangled in my skates, then, like, you might get away with it, but, like, probably not. Like, they'll probably call that.
That's fair.
But, like, you are allowed to pick up your own team stick and give it to them.
Yes.
But you can't touch the puck when you have two sticks.
Oh,
that's another thing. So like, okay. If you want to give your, if you go to the corner and get the goalie stick and give it to him.
You mean to tell me that Ovechkin goal in the All-Star game, that one time when he,
where he was wearing sticks? That? No, because of the illegal equipment of the bucket hat and the sunglasses. And
you're telling me that goal wouldn't have counted?
illegal visor.
No, yeah, he had shades on. I still remember that. It's funny because if you like go back and watch that video, the goalie is like a child.
Yes.
it's not. And he like just, he throws the stick away, shoots it at the kid. The kid saves it. And then he bangs it in. I remember seeing that when it first came out. I was like,
in the rebound. Yeah.
I get it, but like, it's the All-Star game, but that shouldn't have counted ever.
Oh, it's so funny. Yeah. It is great. Also Malkin being his, water boy
Malkin being yeah
fantastic.
Well, I mean, those Russians are in trouble nowadays, so
well, yeah, less said on that the better, probably.
I think
it was interesting that Keefe said that Kyle Dubas was gonna talk to the league about Michael Bunting.
Yeah. I thought
that was interesting.
Yeah, I mean,
not
I
something
guess
that you hear too often.
No, you're right, but I guess it's so like, I look, they'll probably come back and be like, look, that's a penalty. Like, the kicking the stick is a penalty. They might have good counterpoints where they could be like, look, he is doing a lot of shit. Look, like he's getting penalties.
I think the problem is that he's like sewered his own reputation so much that he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt from refs at all. Cause like that cross check should have just been a cross check.
Yes.
But like, it was both, because like that ref knows that Michael Bunting is like a diving, annoying con artist. And so he was like, well, I better call them both so I don't look like an idiot when I call this cross check. Oh. And then I watch the replay later, and then CBC or Sportsnet or whatever shows this on the broadcast, and they're like, look at Michael Bunting buying a call with his, like, flicking his head back. And, you know, like,
well, I mean, we might have to take a quick break here, but like, yeah. Like, you don't want to look like, you're a ref, you don't want to look like an idiot.
No, I get it, dude. Like, I totally get it. I think,
but that's what I'm saying. Is
I think both sides are a little bit wrong here. I think they have to kind of come to some sort of reasonable discussion where, like, the Leafs tell them, like, look, we're going to make sure he knocks all this shit off. Can you give him, like, a fair whistle for the rest of the year? Things have gotten out of hand a little bit here in general. Maybe we can try and work something out.
Yeah, like, they definitely...
I don't think it's like the Leafs going to the league and being like, you're cheating, Michael Bunting, da-da-da. I don't think that's what's going to happen.
No, and if
you're, I think they're going to be like, we get it.
Right, if you're making that call, you kind of have to negotiate with them. You can't come out guns a-blazing. You have to be like, look, like you said, like, you have to be able to say, okay, yes, we're not blind. We can mm-hmm. see he's doing A, B, and C. We'll get him to stop doing A, B, and C, but you have to call, like, claw back the calls here mm-hmm. a little bit, because I don't know, like, it is pretty out there that it's going against him.
And I thought, I mean, look, that was that Columbus bit, that's the first step. I mean, that's the first time I've seen Michael Bunting in a scrum ever, and he had his mouth shut, didn't say a word.
Well,
not to the refs, not to the point. Blue Jackets.
He's probably been talked to.
He didn't say shit. And that's what I'm saying. I think that might be the start of, like, the new situation of the Leafs saying, like, look, he's going to stop all this. He's got to stop the diving. He's got to stop the talking. We've talked to him. But, you know.
But it has to be
if
fair.
If he does that, you got to give us the right calls, the fair calls.
Yeah, yeah. And you just really, like, the thing is, you kind of, like, if I'm the Leafs, I go to Michael Bunting, I go, look. You want a contract?
Yeah, for real. Honestly, I'd be like, you're screwing us, like, pretty badly at this point, because they hate you so much because of the things that, like, and, like, honestly, speaking as a referee, rightfully so. He absolutely deserves all of this.
Yeah.
He did this to his own reputation. Yeah, right, so, like, yeah. that's on him. At that point, you got to say, like, you know.
It's why I reffed soccer when I was very young, but, like, I would never remember who was a dick.
Yeah.
Like, I've got the memory of an elephant. Wait, they have
they have great memories.
They got
fantastic
memories.
Better Goldfish. Than yours.
There you go. No, because I guess you keep track of that. You look at every person that is
if you do a lot of the same teams over and over again, it'll start, you know, you'll be like, why is this fucking kid yelling at me every single time? You know what I mean? It's the same guy. This guy sucks.
I used to just shut down and crawl into a ball and pretend nothing ever happened. Like, I would just like because in soccer, the parent, like, you get it probably too, but, like,
all the time,
the parents would yell at you.
Yes.
And you'd be like, all right, like, I'm just going to keep my head down and pretend nothing happened because I was like 14. What do you want me to do? Fight you?
No. Yeah. This is a good bit, and we'll continue it in a couple seconds because we have to take a quick break. And we're back. And just had a riveting discussion about people throwing lighters in Dutch football.
Yeah.
Thank God we have glass.
Although it hasn't stopped, it hasn't stopped everything.
Well, I'm sure I've told you this story before, but, like, I did get coins thrown at me playing hockey when I was a teenager.
Why?
Yeah. We played a playoff game in a small town, and we were winning quite badly. And when we were coming off for the flood between the second, one of our players got into it with, like, some of the people in the stands, and then when we came back over the third, they started throwing, like, coins at us and shit, just, like, bouncing off our helmets. It was pretty fucked up. And then they called the police, and then the police stood by like the tunnel and stuff while we went out. And, yeah, it was
this thing. In Milton?
This is not in Milton. This is an away game. But
were you on the Milton team?
Yeah, I think I was 16. Yeah.
God, a young taut 16-year-old Ramsden.
Yeah. And coins bounced off my fucking helmet.
Could bounce a quarter off that ass.
Yeah, that too, yeah. That helps.
Back then.
Because they tried.
They were really aiming.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a thing.
No, I mean, as long as sports have been around, people have thrown stuff on fields.
Yeah. People like, have been insane about them. Yeah.
You're accessible. You're pretty accessible.
Yeah.
Like, as much as people are like, hockey is pretty safe because there's glass, hats get over there pretty mm-hmm. easily. When, what was it, the New Jersey game when the Leafs played?
Right. And the beers.
People are throwing beers.
Yeah, which is crazy because those cost like $25.
Yeah, no.
At a hockey game.
Oh, I know it.
That's wild. Like, what are you doing?
No, and they're just throwing beers in the middle of a Leafs game like this year. So it's very accessible to people who just decide, I'm going to throw something mm-hmm. onto the playing field.
It might be the biggest danger that there is.
Did you see this today? I saw it on Twitter. There was a napkin dispenser that blew up in the middle of a baseball game. Kansas City versus somebody.
Against the Jays?
No. I don't think it was against the Jays.
Oh, because the Jays are playing Kansas City. Yeah.
Right now?
Today. This week.
Okay, whatever. It was in Kansas City. I saw that. Maybe it is the Jays.
They're playing the Kansas City today.
Okay. Then maybe it was today. Maybe it was them. But a napkin dispenser exploded in the top deck.
Oh, okay.
Napkins everywhere. It's it's an open field. The wind is blowing.
Yeah. Oh, out they go.
Out they go. So, like, it's going to happen whether it's good happen. Or like good or bad. Hats are good, but banana peels are bad.
Yes.
Right? Like, I'm not justifying the action, but I'm saying you're allowing people to be so close to these games, whatever feeling they have, they're going to throw something in onto the field with that message.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe what I suggest is everybody gets pushed back a couple of years.
Just make the glass taller.
Just put a net around the stadium and honestly, the game might be a little better because you're not having people stop it by throwing things onto the field.
Yeah, I mean, hard to argue, to be fair. All right. I think we've covered almost all of the Leaf stuff. I just wanted to say I thought it was really funny last game when Columbus called up goaltender Jet Greaves for the game against the Leafs. He's a local guy. He's from Cambridge, Ontario. And the second they did that, I thought, God damn it, he's going to have the game of his life and the Leafs are going to lose. And half of those things happened because he made like 46 saves or whatever.
He was great.
He was unbelievable. So like, I don't know, we kind of got the best of everything. He still got to have his nice moment and we got to win.
Because they put the stats up and you're like, oh crap, first game, his parents are in the building. Yeah. You kind of start to root for him.
Yeah, of course.
You like, why not?
Yeah. I don't care about this game.
That's the other thing. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I don't care.
Like, come on, what are we doing? Let's just take it and if we lose, whatever.
I was just watching it being like, I hope nobody gets hurt.
Well, did you see the Marner thing where he got stepped on?
Yeah. I know.
Ramsden, are hockey pants that thick?
Yes,
they are. Yeah. You know, I've never worn them, so
the pants are the pants. Like the pants are okay. The pants are where you want to get stepped on, or I guess the front of your shin pads, obviously. But
sure. I would.
A lot of guys wear the Kevlar socks now, though. Like I even wear them to ref and play mentally. I have Kevlar socks. Yeah, they're really comfy and they're cut proof. So I don't get Erik Karlsson, right?
Oh, my God. No, but it's funny. Well,
of course, they are socks. They don't go up that high, so.
that's true. But you see a lot of that now. Like, after the Evander Kane thing,
mm-hmm.
You're just, every time somebody falls on the ice.
I'm surprised guys aren't wearing like some sort of Kevlar sleeve.
Dude, I would be in a full plastic bubble.
Mm-hmm. It's just weird because you think like, oh, well, I've played hockey for this long and it's never happened to me. So, you know what I mean? And it probably won't happen to me because it happens to like one guy every 2 years. So like, whatever. But like, I don't know. You should just do it because like, who cares? Also, like, dude, like the socks, they're comfy, man. They're like soft. They're really good.
I'm sure I just like them.
They're just good socks.
I'm sure if you've got enough money and you really like, you could buy ones that are very comfortable and fit you perfectly. But I mean, they're people like 200-pound men are wearing knives.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
and if you're on the ground,
guys don't wear neck guards, dude.
Simran always talks about like, why aren't they wearing full cages?
Yeah, it is kind of crazy.
Like, I mean, I do get it because it's cool and I want to see their faces.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's true. Like a puck comes up, hits you in the face.
Yeah.
Happens a lot.
I mean, like if you play in the NHL, you're basically just saying like, okay, I'm going to get a whole new set of teeth when I retire. Which, like, whatever, you make enough money to, but like,
brand new teeth and probably
the team will pay for them. So, like,
probably a new nose. Like,
you get dental, they pay for it.
Have you seen Achari's nose?
Yeah, it's dude, that thing's rough. Yeah, thing's been broken a few times.
The first time I saw him on like a close up during a Leafs game, I thought maybe the camera was pointing at him weird.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, weird. The camera's doing this weird thing with his nose where he's looking right at me, but the nose is to the left.
Nope. That's a nose that's been broken probably like 3 or 4 times.
Just his face.
Yeah. He's broken that thing several times. Like you can just tell by the way that it like kind of S's.
But it's also one of those things where they're definitely not going to get it fixed until the end of their career.
Oh, yeah. Why bother? Like what? You're just gonna break it again? Like
break it again? Yeah. Right? It's like the guys. Exactly. It's like the guys who don't have the teeth. No teeth. They do no front teeth or whatever teeth they lost, and they go, when I'm done playing hockey, I'll get them fixed.
Like, see, just put in the flippers, right?
What are the flippers?
They're like temporary teeth.
Yeah.
So like you, it's just like a tooth that like you can take in and out, kind of, or like a couple teeth that you can take in and out, basically. Mm. And so like you just get that as like a placeholder, so you can look normal. Sometimes if you need to,
yeah,
but like it's not really fixed, and then when you retire you get proper permanent
veneers, right? Or veneers?
Yeah, veneers.
What are veneers?
That's veneers. Like the permanent ones are veneers.
Permanent. Okay.
The flippers are just like their little like fake teeth, basically. Guys get them fixed when they retire, but like you don't want to look like, you don't want to have no teeth all the time, even if you're not retired, right? So you get like these little temporary ones.
Well, let me ask you this just quickly on the safety thing, because when you ref,
mm-hmm.
you don't wear a full bucket, like you don't wear a face
visor. Yeah,
you wear a visor, but you don't wear a cage.
Yeah,
but everybody you ref has cages, or no?
If they're not kids, always. Yeah, men's league. Not always. Men's league, you can pick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So like some guys in men's league go cage, some guys go visor. Some like real hardos go no cage, no visor.
Still.
Yeah. Which you're like, whatever, dude. Like
I do that when I play shinny.
You wear a helmet for shinny?
Yeah, you have to in Toronto. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I just go no bucket for shinny.
Well, no, but like here they have like there's somebody, like there's people, the city of Toronto is like running it.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
So like there's a guy standing at the door like, where's your helmet? And as long
shinny,
as
I'm just gonna yell at you if you raise the puck. Like, what the fuck is wrong with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, no, that's also fair, but it's for falling, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And I didn't realize it was city run. Like no, city no, run, no, you, no. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, yeah. There's always a guy in a vest with the city of Toronto written on the back of it. That's like, hey, you have a helmet, and you're like,
that's also the right thing to wear then. Because you don't need the visor because the puck
right,
isn't
nobody's
coming up,
raising,
the stick's
no.
not coming up, right? But like you don't want to fall and
well,
the safety thing. So yeah,
you know what's funny is I was playing shinny once and there was a short guy.
Okay.
and he was in front of me and he had the puck and I was trying to go around him and stick lift. And as I did that, he popped his head up.
Oh, and he hit you right in the face.
And he hit me in the lip.
Yeah.
And I was bleeding a little bit, but I was like, oh shit. Like, this is why.
But that's also, I mean, like, that could happen to you playing soccer. Like, I bet people hit me in the face playing soccer. I bet basketball, you get elbowed in the face all the time. Like, that's just kind of a thing that happens.
As a goalie, I've run out and had somebody's knee hit me in the head. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You dive out.
Yeah.
You grab the ball. Well, guess what? The guy's going to follow through and he's going to hit you in the knee. You're going to hit. Like,
it's just a thing that happens. Yeah.
That's why I was like Peter Cech with his
the helmet. Yes.
The helmet.
He almost died, right?
Oh, did he?
So that happened to him and his skull. He broke his skull and he almost died.
He got a knee? Was it a knee?
Yeah.
It was a knee. See? There you
go. And he almost died. And so he wore a helmet for the rest of his career.
Wow. I didn't know that. He almost died?
Oh, yeah. It was really bad. Yeah. Like, no, like it was like super bad. Yeah, it was also such a dirty play. Like, I don't want to, like, you know, relitigate it or whatever, but like it wasn't like the dude was going to score and he dove out and got the ball. It was like he dove out and got the ball on like the far side of the box.
Wait, you're blaming
a player?
Oh, you're blaming the player.
There was literally no reason for him to dive in on that.
To, like, follow through. And,
yeah, it was fucking ridiculous.
Okay.
And he almost killed the guy. And, like, I don't know, like, it's a real piece of shit move.
Wow, I didn't know
that's why he wore that helmet. Yeah.
Well, but I mean, this is the safety conversation. Like, there are a lot of, like, Plakanitz. Was it just a turtleneck or was it
country? I have no idea, dude. Don't even ask me that. I don't know.
I always thought it was
it doesn't look like a neck guard. It looks like a turtleneck.
If you want to go goalies, some of them have
the dangler?
The plastic dangler.
The dangler, yeah. Most of them don't.
No, most of them don't.
And most goalies, so, like, speaking as someone who refs hockey, most goalies hate it and don't want to wear it. So, like, you have to wear it in minor hockey. It's, like, regulated equipment. Like, you have to wear it. You have to wear that. You have to wear neck guards. You have to wear a full cage.
Okay.
If you're under 18.
So under 18, all the for goalies, that the danglers.
Yeah, for the dangler, neck guards for the players, mouth guards for the players, cage.
Cage.
Yeah. But goalies hate the dangler, dude. Like, goalies, I see goalies every time trying to cheat it. Like, not wearing it, hoping that no one notices. Yeah. They hate them. Apparently, it's really uncomfortable. It makes it hard to, like, turn your head quick, which is kind of important.
Is when we played road hockey back in Milton, I had one of those.
You did, yeah.
And I, you know me, I didn't care.
Yep.
I was ready. But do you go up to them and you go, hey, man, like...
Yeah, you got to put on the dangler, yeah.
Come on. What are you doing?
I mean, if it's house league, I might just, you know, pretend I don't see it because, like, I don't care that much.
Oh, you're
like,
a guy,
whatever. Like, it's fine.
You're a good guy.
But, like, rep hockey, I'm like, dude, put your fucking tangler on. Like, people are watching.
Yeah, somebody's gonna complain to me, and then
If you get injured and it becomes my fault because you weren't wearing the tangler, like, then it's a whole thing.
I can't wait for you to get
sued,
charged like Trump, and there's a couple pictures of you sitting there at a courthouse being like, I told him to put it on. They're like, we have evidence you didn't.
Well, actually, he was wearing a microphone for that game, and they very clearly heard you say, listen, I don't really care, but if someone asks, I told you
to put it on. Hey, listen, I don't care about your safety.
All right. We should probably talk about the NHL playoff race.
Yeah.
Because I know you're excited about it. I know you want to talk about it.
I was
very interested that you were talking about the West playoff race, which doesn't seem like that much of a race.
It's not?
The East seems a lot closer to me than the West.
Well, I think so. Last I checked, because it's evolving daily.
Yes.
Florida actually might be better off than Pittsburgh.
Yes. So currently, and this is because the Panthers have won 4 games in a row. Let's just put that out there. Like, that's why they went on a big win streak at the right time. And here we are.
Yeah.
The New York Islanders and Florida Panthers have I checked one of the odds sites. They have a 78% chance to make the playoffs.
Okay. But
Pittsburgh has 41.
But can I get the points?
Yes. The Panthers and the Islanders have 87. Pittsburgh has 86. But Florida and the Islanders both hold tie breaks over Pittsburgh. So if they tie,
Pittsburgh loses. So if they tie, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But
so there's four games. They have four games left.
They both have, okay.
Yeah, they all left four games. The West is a little weirder with that. We'll talk about that in a bit. But they all have four games left. And the Islanders and Panthers are one game ahead and have the tiebreaker. So I think this is the bigger race, to be honest. This one's real tight.
That's fair. I guess
it's, this is 1 point.
I guess the reason I was more excited about the West one is because I feel like there's more teams. Like it's the Jets, it's the Flames, it's the Preds.
That's it.
I guess the Kraken are in, right?
The Kraken are pretty far ahead now, I think.
They're at 94 or 96?
Yeah, they're at 94, which is 5 points ahead of Winnipeg and 7 points ahead of Calgary. So, okay. I mean, like, they haven't clinched yet, but, like, they're probably about to.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, so
they have a 99.98 chance of making the playoffs.
I love it. Well, it's fun with the betting sites because they are often right in their percentages because they kind of have to be, right? Yes. Or else
otherwise fine. They wouldn't be very good at their job.
Or else they would lose a decent amount of money.
Yeah.
But it is hockey.
Yes, it is hockey. That's true.
So it's a little more wishy-washy in the sense where, I mean, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if... you know, one of these teams loses the next four straight, it's you can be fucked.
I mean, the reason I'm not counting the Kraken is I think if the Kraken lose the four straight, I think they probably still make the playoffs.
No, that's fair. I think it's
Winnipeg, Calgary, and Nashville. But like as for the East, I mean, I'm gonna have a look at right now. I'm gonna have a little quick peek at who they play because that one's so close. That, like, if one of those teams loses a bunch of games in a row, they're out.
Right.
So Florida plays the Senators, the Capitals, the Leafs, and the Hurricanes. So two easy games, two hard games. Islanders have Tampa, Philly, Capitals, Montreal. So three easy games, one hard game. Pittsburgh has the Wild, the Red Wings, the Blackhawks, and the Blue Jackets. Wow. So, I mean, same thing. So... this might come right down to the wire.
It might have to.
This might be like the last game of the season where we're seeing who's going to get in and go out.
Well, I don't know if it's just because we're here now and it's the end of the playoffs, but I'm excited for the last few games to see who actually pulls it through. Because I mean, we're playing Tampa as our last game.
A second last game, I think, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the last game.
No, I think our last game's the Rangers.
Ooh, okay.
I can check right now if you want.
No, you're right. You're probably right.
Boston, Montreal, Panthers, Lightning, Rangers.
Yeah. Rangers, okay.
We have five left, yeah.
But you wouldn't want home ice to come down to the last game.
No.
But what you would love to see is a final game where winner takes the playoff spot in this, like for like Florida,
that would
like,
be great. Yeah,
those would be one of those games where you just have to watch.
So you are in favor of a NBA style play-in game?
Yes. Are you not? Come on.
No, I'm definitely in. I'm all in, dude. The play-in is awesome. I love the play-in.
Anybody that's like, oh, that would be no,
dude. So our plan,
do that.
Our plan would be Florida, the Islanders, Pittsburgh, and Buffalo. I absolutely want to see that.
What? Why wouldn't you?
Also, all of a sudden, Ottawa's not out of the playoffs because all they have to do is catch the Sabres.
Oh, for the playing game. Sorry, yeah,
So instead of like,
but they are out. Ottawa, but they are
like
out.
They're done. Like, there's no way they're making it.
Is Buffalo's done too?
I don't think either of these teams are officially eliminated, but like they're done. We know they're not going to make it. But like, if there was a play-in,
no, I'm
cook it juicy.
Totally in favor of the play-in.
Yeah. That would be a lot of fun. So let's talk about the West one then. Winnipeg has 89 and 77 games played. Calgary has 78 games played. They have 87. So they're two back, and Winnipeg has an extra game. And Nashville is 77, and they have 86 points. So they're three back, but they have the same number of games.
All right.
So, yeah. I mean, both of those teams have to do pretty well down the stretch, I think. Oh, and Calgary and Winnipeg are playing right now.
Tonight, yeah. I know.
It's 1-1.
Oh, it's 1-1.
1-1.
But that's like...
And then Winnipeg plays the Predators.
Well, it's interesting when...
So both of these teams get a straight-up shot at them.
Right. The interesting thing when they play each other, you go, okay, great. If you win, you're not only getting 2 points, you're taking away 2 points of...
Yes.
Like their ability to catch up.
It's like a straight 2 points. And the best part about this, too, is Calgary plays Nashville on Saturday. So they all three of them have a game, or sorry, it's next Monday, but all three of them play each other.
So, yeah, I mean, if
so, those games are everything.
Yeah, yeah, no, but that's the beauty of the, like, I don't know who planned the schedule. I guess it's all luck.
It is all luck.
Yeah, of course, it's all luck. What am I saying? But you're really looking at it like, okay, these are like really important games for these teams.
Those are three massive. Those are probably the three biggest games in the NHL over the next little bit, because none of the East playoff teams play each other. None of those, like Florida, New York, Pittsburgh, none of them play each other. But all of these West teams play each other. That's going to be fascinating.
LA's good too, as well.
LA is good. Yeah, everyone's in. There's one spot left in the West and two spots left in the East. Okay. So like Florida, the Islanders, and Pittsburgh are fighting over two spots.
Right.
Only one of those teams.
So now let me ask you this. Who do you think is coming in the West?
Winnipeg.
Winnipeg.
Not because I think they're better, just because they're ahead by enough that it'll be kind of hard to lose.
Yeah, okay.
Their playoff odds here are 82%.
What's Calgary's?
13.9.
Okay, well then I'm taking Winnipeg. I was going to pick Calgary. I was going to pick Calgary.
How about the East? Do you think Pittsburgh can overcome it?
Okay, so there was like a Twitter poll that came out, and I picked, it was between Pittsburgh, the Islanders, and Florida, who wasn't going to make the two wild card spots. I picked Florida.
Okay.
But this was a week ago.
This was before the 4-game winning streak. Yeah.
And now I feel like a jackass.
Yeah, because it looks like they're probably going to make it. Although they have the hardest schedule.
I guess, yeah. But
they have both the Leafs and the Hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the Islanders have the Lightning, but then they have Philly, Washington, Montreal. And Pittsburgh has the Wild, which is, you know, a decent team. But then they have Detroit, Chicago, Columbus. So, like, they should win all three, too.
Yeah.
So I assume Florida's going to make it, but because they're playing good right now. But it's going to be – they actually have some hard games.
No. And it might be a stupid way to look at it, but they've won four in a row. And with their track record, it's probably not going to keep up.
Yeah. Like, I don't think they're going to win eight in a row. Yeah.
No, exactly. Right. So, yeah, I picked the Islanders in Pittsburgh to pull through, but I think the Islanders will.
I think so too, just because like they have an easy run and have a little bit of a lead over Pittsburgh. And so I feel like the combination of those two things means they're probably going to make it.
It's going to be the Pittsburgh, Florida right down to the end, I think.
That's going to be good. I wish they played each other.
Honestly, me too. But I think I would like Pittsburgh to go through.
Yeah, I would too. I always like playoff Crosby. And if he didn't get a concussion last year in the playoffs or whatever happened to him in the playoffs, they might have beaten the Rangers. Remember?
Yeah.
They were kicking the shit out of the Rangers and then Crosby got injured and then they won it in seven.
Didn't their goalie go down too? Like,
yeah.
I think it was like Louis Domingue played a couple games. Yeah,
both their goalies went down. Yeah, Jari and DeSmith. DeSmith both got hurt.
Yeah, yeah. That's why Domingue had to go in.
And Crosby.
And Crosby. It's tough coming back from that.
Yeah. That's like the most reasonable blowing a 3-1 lead that's ever happened. That one, you're like, yeah, I get it. That's fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like the Leafs against Montreal.
Yeah, we had, exactly.
I mean, we lost Tavares.
Tavares immediately.
But still, come on.
Crosby and two goalies. That's tough.
Yeah.
All right, so we just have a few minutes left, so I want to go through some fun little stats for you that I know you'll love.
Stick it right in my
mouth. Because I was just looking at the, you know, the points and all of that. It's pretty cool. All right, McDavid watch. He needs 3 goals to hit 65.
65. I was almost at 70.
Yeah, he needs 8 for 70. He probably won't get 8. But 3... to get 65.
Isn't it crazy? Like when Matthews hit 60, we were like, holy shit. And now yeah. McDavid hit 60 and they're like, hey, there's like 10 games left.
Yeah, he hit 60 and then went like cold.
Oh, I've been on like every morning I'm on my way to work. I check.
Well, he needs 3 points to hit 150, which that might happen tonight. I think they play the Ducks. There's a pretty good chance he gets 3 points tonight.
To hit 160?
150.
150, sorry, you're right.
So, that's pretty big. He's going to lead the league in goals, assists, and points, which is always cool when someone does that,
yeah.
The triple crown. He has 6 more goals than Pasternak and 8 more assists than Kucherov.
Wow, Kucherov is having a pretty quiet, sneaky season.
I know. It seems weird that no one's talking about it because, it's the Lightning, and you think, people usually are kind of talking about the Lightning. We'll get to another Lightning player who's having a sneaky good season in a second. But, yeah, it is kind of interesting that Kucherov is having that kind of year. He has 106 points.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. McDavid's just so far ahead of everybody that you're like, okay, whatever.
No, but... it's,
he's 41 points ahead of Kucherov.
Oh my god.
That's just crazy. The Leafs have I was trying to figure out how many guys are going to hit 40 goals, which is impossible to do because the season's not over yet, but so I thought, let's say everybody within 3. And some of them won't make it, some of them will, right? But everybody within 3, at least you got a chance. If you're on 37 today, you might make it.
Okay.
That's 23 guys.
Well,
goals are up.
I know Matthews and Nylander are right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
23.
Well, I'm sure I know who your sneaky good Lightning player is going to be. It's Point.
Yes.
That was what
I was going to bring up.
When I saw Pasternak they were like, this is his 50th goal. I'm like, he has 50 goals? And this was like a week ago, a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
And Point has what, 49?
Yep. So Point has 48.
48.
Rantanen has 49.
Yes.
So I'm assuming they're both going to hit 50. And 50, we already have McDavid, Pasternak, and Draisaitl. So I think there's going to be 5.
Draisaitl has 50 goals?
Yeah, so I think there's going to be 5 50 goals.
Shut your face.
That's not the craziest Edmonton Oilers stat.
Is it Zach Hyman?
Pasternak has 56 goals. No, the craziest stat is when I was looking up. So I'm going to skip. I'll just say it now. Tage Thompson and Jason Robertson are at 44 and 43 goals, which I mean, we thought they were going to score 100 at the beginning of the year. So,
well, and Jason Robertson hit 100 points.
He did. But I was just, and Thompson's at 90, I think. But I'm just saying, great seasons for both of them. But I'm just saying, at the beginning of the year, we thought that they were going to score 70 goals each. They cooled off pretty hard.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah.
What I was going to say is I was going to bring up the 100-point guys. So right now the 100-point guys are McDavid, Draisaitl, Kucherov, Matthew Tkachuk, Pasternak, Robertson, and Nathan MacKinnon. Those are the 100-point guys. Do you know who's sitting at 99 and is going to get it probably tonight? His first 100-point season.
Is it Erik Karlsson?
It's Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
Oh, wait, it was in Edmonton. Oh, shit.
99 points. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, former first overall pick.
Yeah, no, I remember. That's crazy.
That Oiler power play is so insane.
Well, it's number one in the league, and, like, it's McDavid.
It is.
It is McDavid. Although Draisaitl is pretty sick, too.
I know, but, like, look, and I don't mean any disrespect to either of these guys. Well, a little bit. A little bit of disrespect. But Leon Draisaitl, I think, is one of the better offensive players in the entire NHL. Yeah. He's not the second best offensive player in the NHL. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins is a pretty good player. He shouldn't be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He shouldn't be 8th in league scoring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, no.
Like, that's McDavid.
And even Patterson, Hyman. Hyman's, having
yeah, Hyman's up there, too. Patterson is at 97. He'll get 100 on an awful, god-awful Vancouver Canucks team. He's going to score 100 points.
So bad.
Carlson at 96. I hope he makes it. That would be cool. Not sure when the last time a defenseman scored 100 points was, but it's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Marner's at 95. Hopefully he gets in there. Mm-hmm. And then you got Rantanen, Hughes, Thompson, all in the 90s. Goldies. Linus Ullmark is, like, just destroying everybody.
Well, he's going to get the Vezina. Like,
it's already over, right? Like, you would think.
Well, the fact that he got a goalie goal, too.
Dude, that was so awesome.
Like, it has to help.
It can't hurt. I do feel like scoring a goal. It counts.
Yeah, like, they're definitely going to be sitting there voting for the Vezina and be like, but he has a goal.
Well, his team's going to, he has the high save percentage in the league. He has 937. His team's in first place, and he scored a goal. So, I mean, that's it. I don't think it needs to be talked about anymore after that.
No.
I do want to point out that the other Bruins goalie is fourth in save percentage, though. Jeremy Swayman has a 919.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's a bit of the McDavid-Draisaitl thing going on, where you're like, right. Is it just that, like, you play with the Bruins?
Are they just, like, completely like stopping from anything from getting to the net?
Yeah. Do you just get like the easiest shots ever?
Yeah.
Gustafson, who is second in save percentage, who the Ottawa Senators traded to Minnesota in the summer for Cam Talbot. Oops. 932. Then Sorokin and Swayman and Georgia. Yeah. Yeah. It's a big oops.
Well, Sorokin, I mean, it's the Islanders, so maybe it's just them.
But I think he's amazing.
He looks so great.
Yeah, I think it's him. All right, and just really quick, because we do have to go, rookie points leader is Matty Beniers. I think we probably expected that.
Who's second?
The Coyotes guy. Matias Michelli.
Michelli, yeah.
And then Mason McTavish is right up there, too.
No, I think it's Beniers. It's Beniers.
Yeah, it's got to be, right?
Well, I mean, there's like a goalie too.
Yeah.
But like, I'm like, no, Beniers is going to be the one.
It's Beniers. I mean, like, his team's in the playoffs in a big part because they can score goals now, and he's scoring the goals. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you want to sing us out here, buddy?
Of course. It's Up to the Miners podcast. Peter Cech almost died. Oh, God.
We can talk more about brunch later.
Oh, I've got brunch stories up the wazoo. What's the deal with brunch?
It's not breakfast.
It's not lunch. Yeah, yeah. What the hell is it?